Motivation strategies. People are motivated either towards something they like or away from something they don't like. We call this towards and away from motivation. Or we have mixed strategies. Mixed would be partly towards, partly away or partly towards. Now, away from motivation is generally undirected. It's simply moving away from pain, as some people might call it. And let's say the pain could be losing a job, or the fear of being broke. Fear, things that scare us, can move us away, but it doesn't generally move us towards a particular direction. It's just moving away from the fear. This can be good, and it can be used as a kickstart, because moving away has a presupposition of movement in it. So moving away means we are moving. However, I believe, and from my experience, that a good strategy or better motivation strategies will be more focused on the towards element, or be mixed with away and towards. So the away from motivation is successful. You know, we have our survival brain, or our most inner brain, the reptilian brain, or whatever you want to call it, primed for survival. It's very effective. It moves us. But we use more of the outer brain, the neocortex, to start moving us towards things. See, our survival brain, if you get a pile of people working on the survival brain, working on getting away from their fears, you know, they could end up fighting and bastardizing and using them or stealing and all kinds of things to survive. But then what? Where sees our mammalian brain, or the neocortex brain, is more along the lines of connecting, emphasizing, being smarter, taking a bigger picture look. You see, survival is about now, but the bigger picture look is what we want to get into. Okay, so most people will have mixed strategies, and a lot of people don't have good towards strategies built in. I find that something like 80% of the population have the away from motivation pretty set, but they don't have towards motivation. Only a small percent of the population have good towards motivation. Therefore, most of populations are focused on simply moving away from their pain and really not moving towards their goals. And this can be great for you. If you want to be a coach, a leader, or a speaker, there actually isn't that much competition. Okay, now, if you're working with someone and wanting to change their strategy, we use the previous information about elicitating, utilizing, modeling, choosing specific strategies at work, and installing those strategies. A couple of other tips. Once we're looking at the towards side of the house, we want to focus on the end result. And even if we're helping someone move away from something, we still want to have them directed towards the end result. So keep the end result or the outcome in mind. Overwhelm is a really common obstacle with motivation. So to deal with overwhelm or inertia, sometimes we need to chunk the tasks down until they are easy to do. You know, if someone wants to become a millionaire, that can be a bit daunting. Or if they want to launch a business, you know, it can get in some initial excitement, but once they see how much work needs to be done, that can be overwhelming. So chunk down onto the small tasks, and consider setting up feedback loops or little loops, so people can constantly go through the tote model, completing small loops of success. Now, motivation follows actions. It's not the other way around. Action leads motivation. So it's not a matter of getting motivated and taking action. No, it's a matter of taking action and the motivation will come. When we take action, it fulfills our convincer strategy that we'll share later. Once we take action, it actually allows our whole body, mind, and soul with full integrity to know that we are taking action, therefore the motivation comes. An example of a good motivation strategy is someone that can visually construct and see the end result they want. So a visual construct with vivid submodalities, big picture, you know, big, bright, colorful pictures just in front, maybe a meter or two away. if those big pictures are too far away, it's too far away. If they're too close, it might be overwhelming. So a big, clear visual result, perhaps a meter or two in front, followed by AD self-talk, saying something along the lines of, won't it be great when this is finished? Or I can't wait to get into this. I can't wait to start moving towards this picture. And that AD self-talk leads to a positive kinesthetics, a plus K motivation kick, which starts the tasks. So that strategy would be a visual construct with those submodalities, leading to positive self-talk, leading to positive kinesthetics. That's an example of a good motivation strategy. You could stretch that out and make it longer. However, shorter strategies are less prone to errors. So a good strategy is short, right? In our NLP training, we like to have a combination. So at the start, we have people set up goals towards. We have people set up problems away. And then we set up that one thing, which you may have seen, which is like a super motivation strategy to take care of all of them. But we'll utilize this and make sure people have the towards and away set up at the start of our training.